The Traveler's Journal, May 10th, with selective thoughts for summer campers. All across America, kids are anticipating the prospect of going to an overnight camp this summer. For most, that anticipation is eager, looking forward to a chance to get away from home for a week or three and do something new and exciting. Indeed, former campers often remember those halcyon summer days as some of the best of their lives. For others, especially those for whom being away from home is new, anticipation of the unknown can approach anxiety. Parents have other worries. Once selecting a summer camp was a simple process. The choices were fewer and generally close to home. Camps were affiliated with local organizations. Kids went with siblings and friends, often to the same camp their parents had attended. Today, there's a confusion of camp choices. More than just cabins in the woods, many summer camps offer focused programs, ranging from various sports, academic, or artistic activities to camps for weight reduction or the learning disabled. Pick a pastime and geographic area, and there's likely to be a camp to suit. To glimpse the options, check ads in the Sunday editions of newspapers such as the New York Times or Washington Post. With so many camps, how can parents pick one that's right for their kids? Two organizations can help. The American Camping Association has been accrediting summer camps since 1910. Its annual directory now lists over 2,000 choices. A recommendation from a free referral source, the National Camp Association, can also help narrow the field. You'll find links to both at our website, travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.